From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns brings the closing portion of a message called Dealing with Our Achans. Chapter 7 of the book of Joshua recounts Israel's defeat at the city of Ai. This defeat was brought about by the sin of Achan, just one man. As he returns to this chapter, Dr. Cairns has been taking another look at this man, whose greed cost him his life, as well as the lives of his family members. Dr. Cairns has been applying the sin of Achan to the lives of Christians, showing how a single sin embraced and unconfessed can bring the Christian life to a screaming halt. God calls his people to holiness, and no area of life is exempted from that command. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, sin tolerated in any part of life will nullify efforts in every other part. In the case of Achan, God ordered radical action, execution. The guilty man, everything that belonged to him, was destroyed. Similar action is required in the life of a Christian who's harboring some sin. The Bible calls upon God's people to mortify the flesh. It's important to understand that this matter of mortification is a constant, ongoing process, not merely a sporadic effort. The goal is real holiness of life, not just the appearance of it. Yet, if we deal honestly and drastically with sin, God has promised to restore us to victory in our Christian lives and enable us to live full lives in the service of Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude the message. First, we invite you to listen to this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Amos chapter 9 and verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Every sifting comes by divine command and permission. Satan must ask leave before he can lay a finger upon Job. Nay more, in some sense our siftings are directly the work of heaven, for the text says, I will sift the house of Israel. Satan, like a drudge, may hold a sieve, hoping to destroy the corn, but the overruling hand of the Master is accomplishing the purity of the grain by the very process which the enemy intended to be destructive. Precious but much sifted corn of the Lord's floor, be comforted by the blessed fact that the Lord directeth both flail and sieve to his own glory and to thine eternal profit. The Lord Jesus will surely use the fan which is in his hand, and will divide the precious from the vile. All are not Israel that are of Israel. The heap on the barn floor is not clean provender, and hence the winnowing process must be performed. In the sieve, true weight alone has power. Husks and chaff, being devoid of substance, must fly before the wind, and only solid corn will remain. Observe the complete safety of the Lord's wheat. Even the least grain has a promise of preservation. God himself sifts, and therefore it is stern and terrible work. He sifts them in all places, among all nations. He sifts them in the most effectual manner, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. And yet for all this, not the smallest, lightest, or most shriveled grain is permitted to fall to the ground. Every individual believer is precious in the sight of the Lord. A shepherd would not lose one sheep, nor a jeweler one diamond, nor a mother one child, nor a man one limb of his body, nor will the Lord lose one of his redeemed people. However little we may be, if we are the Lord's, we may rejoice that we are preserved in Christ Jesus. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
If God's people would act against the temptation and the very first stirring of sin and lust, they would know the power of mortification and victory. But so often God's people tarry in the place of temptation. They expose themselves to the influences of temptation. They weaken their own defenses. And then they fall. With great lamentation they wonder, how did it happen? Deal not with the great final eruption of sin, but with the first temptation and the first rising of the sin. And you'll never have to deal with the full-blown thing. Mortification is acting against the temptation. As Paul put it in Romans 13, verse 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh, literally unto lusts. Make not provision for the flesh unto lusts. Whatever stirs the flesh to lust, make no provision for it. That's the command. Deal with the temptation. And I would say that acting against temptation, acting against the very first attack of the devil, in the full knowledge of the weakness of your own heart and the wickedness of the old man, will be the greatest initial step in leading to Christian victory. But of course, all this will be meaningless without this final element in mortification, which is getting to the cross. Get to the cross. In temptation, in trouble, in battling sin, the flesh, the world, and the devil, make a beeline for Calvary. Get to the cross. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24 says, "They that are Christ's crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." Now that's the very same truth as we read this morning in Romans chapter 6. When it says they crucified the flesh, it's a reference to their identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in Romans 6 verse 6, "Knowing this, that our old man is or was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Do you see what he's saying? He says, know what happened at Calvary. Know your union with Christ. Know your identification with Christ. Know that when Christ died, you died legally in the sight of God. And when you really understand what happened at Calvary, there is a fruit, a result in your life, and the result is that the body of sin is destroyed. Now, that is the ultimate, and it will be ultimately and perfectly destroyed. But in the meantime, verse 7, we are justified from sin, and being justified from sin, we are to live in victory. Look at verse 11 and 12. "Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin reign in your mortal body." He says, get to the cross. And when you understand your oneness with Christ, when you understand truly what it is, when it fills your mind that when Christ died, he died for me, he died as me, and I died in him, and I rose again in him. I am a new creature in him. I have the Holy Spirit, therefore, within me. The down payment of the glorified state, the beginning of heaven, the Holy Spirit within me, because I'm in union with Christ, I have power to be holy. And I have power to live above the world and sin, with heart made pure and garment white and Christ enthroned within. That's mortification. And that's the radical treatment of sin to which God calls every one of us. We deal with sin as Israel dealt with Achan. And finally, let me say this, that when we deal with sin, God will restore his presence and his power in our service. We read in the book of Joshua that after the stoning of Achan, that the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. In the next chapter you read of his blessing, where before there had been failure. Ai was taken, and the people went on, once sin was dealt with. It's very interesting that the place where Achan was stoned. It's called the Valley of Achor. And Hosea 2:15 says, of Israel I will give her vineyards from thence. Now listen to this. And the Valley of Achor for a door of hope. If you're in this meeting this morning and you feel you've lost out with God, you're a Christian, and you look back and say, there was a time when I so enjoyed my fellowship with the Savior. I so enjoyed serving the Savior. And it appeared that my life was counting something for God. But here I am today, and I've lost out with God. I'm far away from fellowship. It all seems hopeless. I want to tell you, there is a door of hope. There's a door of restoration. There's a door of forgiveness. There's a door of re-empowerment. And it's in the Valley of Achor. It's in the place where you deal with your Achan. I read to you earlier from Isaiah 58, where secret sin had destroyed their public service. A little later in that chapter, verses 8 and 9, God gives a promise to those who will deal with their sin. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. That's restoration. That's to the very people who had lost out with God because of sin tolerated in one part, ruining all the rest. God calls us to a radical treatment of our sin, but he gives us the promise that when we deal with our Achans, he will conquer our Ais. May God teach us all who name his name, who believe in his Son, who are truly saved, because only Christians can mortify sin. The ungodly can't mortify sin. They must be born again before they can even begin to battle sin. But if, may God take this to every Christian and teach us what it is through the Spirit to mortify the deeds of the body and live our lives to the full in the service of Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. And I hope today that God has spoken to your heart, caused you to think deeply and seriously. I believe that there are injured lives here. I believe there are Christians here and you're walking like Peter afar off. You're like Israel going up against Ai. You retreat every time in defeat. You're tempted to think there's no hope, there's no way back. Well, thank God there is. I hope you'll deal honestly with your heart today, and I trust that you will truly get to Calvary. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May the Lord bless you. If I can help you in the things of God, I'm here as your servant for his sake. But whether you speak to me or not, let me encourage you to go and speak to the Lord. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Teach me, O Lord, the true meaning of mortification of sin. Teach it to every Christian here. O God, we pray that however hard it is in the flesh, thou wilt bring us to the Valley of Achor. And Lord, bring us therefore to the door of hope. Restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Lord, restore the lives that today are in disarray. And God, grant that Thy people will be taught the victory of the cross. Hear our prayer and give us an abundant answer. Part us with Thy blessing, and may we go from this place by God's grace to perfect holiness in the fear of God. Grant that Thy grace, mercy, and peace will now be our abiding portion this day and evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.